The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Suvas Daf Mem Gimel. I'd like to continue the discussion that we started in the previous year of Moide B'Knas and the din of when the Shas Chiyuv of Knas is. And we said in a nutshell that the Shas Chiyuv of Knas is not Chal Al Yidei the Maisa Mazik, but it's Chal Al Yidei the process in Bezdin. When there's a Kabbalah Eidim, we added a shtickel that when Eidim are made in Bezdin, the Bezdin receives a factual account of what happened. Bezdin then creates the Chiyuv with their process in Bezdin. If Bezdin cannot be Mekabel the Eidus in Bezdin because they have information, there was a Hoidos Baldin. That Hoidos Baldin says that Bezdin was Mekabel from a different source than Eidim. They were Mekabel in a different surah than Eidim. We'll soon describe what that means in a different surah. Is there any difference between receiving information by way of Ahidoz Baldin, or receiving information by way of Eidim that on his kosher Eidim that on his Kabbalah Bezdin, we'll see. In that case, Bezdin does not have the ability to be Marshia to create the Chiyuv Knas. We in that way compared Chiyuv Knas to Chiyuv Miso, that a Chiyuv Miso is not automatic. It's not an automatic outgrowth of a Ma'is Averu. When a person does a Ma'is Averu, what happens is Bezdin has to create on him a Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa does not exist until the Bezdin creates. If somebody would kill a Mechal Shabbos without having Bezdin Paskin on him a Chiyuv Misa, he has Din V'Ratzeh. He's not Mechuyiv Misa. If he's not Mechuyiv Misa, then the person who kills him is a Ratzeh. We don't look at him as a Balaveru who's Chayiv Misa. If he's a Balaveru, Bezdin, if they're Mekabel, and they go through the process of Kabbal Zaydim, and Dushim Chakir, and so on, and they pass him that he's Chayiv Misa, then he becomes Mechuyiv Misa. We brought up at the end of the previous year the problem, which is discussed also in the Sugis in the third pack, of Tfisa B'Knas. The Ktois brings from the Marshal, and it's a concept that's discussed already by Rishonim, the Rosh. Paskins at the end of the first parak of Bava Kama that Tvisa helps on Knas, even though Bizman Azeh, the Gemara discusses over there, that we don't have a Bezin Smuchim. A Bezin that does not have Smicha does not Paskin Bizman Azeh Dine Knosois. Today we will not Paskin Bezin, could Paskin the Reuven Oshim $100 for theft, but even if he did a Maisa Gneva with Edim, the Bezin will not be Mechayevim Kefil. We are not Dan Dine Knosois Bizman Azeh in the absence of authorized Bezin that has smicha ish mipi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. However, the Rosh says that Tfisa does help. L'chad, this would seem to indicate that even without the due process, the judicial process of Bezdin, the halacha that is chayim, the chiyuv, inherently is there. Maybe Bezdin doesn't paskin, the Bezdin doesn't enforce it, but the chiyuv is there. The problem is that it's not so, the tutstadim are not so simple, because the Rosh himself, and by the way, we'll add that the Rosh in the end of the first paragraph of Bava Kama that we just quoted is opposed by the Ramah. The Ramah argues and he says that Tvisa does not help that we find, because there's no Chiyuv. That we find over there in Bava Kama that Tvisa does help is one specific Knas of Palganiska Knas. It's not a real Knas, it's really Momoin. Palganiska is when a Shor Mu'ed is Mazik. Really, the person should be Mechuyiv Momoin. The Torah had Rachmanis and gave him a half of the damages off, but really he's a Mechuyiv Mamon. That has more the nature of Mamon, where the Maisa Mazik itself is Mechayivim. You don't need the process, the Psak, the Amod of Din of Bezdin to create the Chiv. In that case, to yourselves. But a normal Knas, Kefil, Tsar and Boishis of a Choyvil, those are Dinim that are Chalai de Amod of Din. The Chalai de the Psak of Bezdin. Without the Psach of Bezdin, there is no Chiv. The problem is a Rosh and Merubah. The Sugi Merubah is talking about if somebody steals a Kevis. Somebody steals a Kevis, he steals anything in the world. The Shaila is, how did Dan, we're talking over there about a Kevis that was worth 3 Sloim B'Shas the Gneva. Later on, when Bezdin gets together, they process, they hear Eidim, and they want to pass Ploini at the Chayiv, the Ganav is Chayiv, and is Chayiv Kefil also. How do we... How much the problem was that the kevis went up in value? Then it was worth b'shas hakneva 3. Now it's worth 5. So the Gemara says that keren kein shagonav. whatever he stole a keves worth three, that's what he's chayav. Kefel, b'shas amad b'din. Both of them went up, both of them went down. So there are several different sheets of Rishonim over there, but the Rosh defines the halacha as such. He says, b'etzim, when you stole, what you stole is how much damages you inflicted on the nizik. If it was worth three, you took away property that was worth three slime. Hamad b'din, the kefel, I'm sorry, kefel, is the, you're not chayav b'shas the ma'isik neva. Kefel, you chayav later on. If kefel, you chayv later on, so you have to dan by how much the sheep is worth later on. If later on it went up a value, went down a value, you have to be dan, kifi the shas hamad b'din. Ah! So we have a rosh that says, well, maskim to the other sheep that holds that the chiv is only chal b'shas hamad b'din. So how does tvisa help? How does tvisa help? So it seems that the two sides of the chakira, of the shayla, are not so clear cut. To say the chiv of kefel, of knas, of any knas, is chal b'shas the maise mazik. It would seem that way from the fact that the Rosh Paskins, that Tvisa does help. But to say that that's clear cut, that the Chiv is Chal, you're just waiting for Bezin to enforce it, if that's the case, why dan on the Kamus, on the amount of money owed for the Kefil, B'shas Hamad V'din? Hamad V'din is only the enforcement, the Chiv befoil of Bezin. What does that have to do with the Shas HaChiv in terms of how much money is owed? So the Chayav HaGdara would have to be like this. This is the way Shmuel Rozovsky says it, Barichus and Magas Davei, Magas Davei. The essential Chiyuv, the Chiyuv, the Be'etzim Chiyuv, is Chal on the Mazik when he did the Ma'is Aver. A Mazik that does, let's say, a Ma'anis, a Mefata, Be'etzim is Chayav Knas for doing the Ma'is that he does, creates the Chiyuv. Again, let's go back. By Ritzicha, by Misa, this is not going to be the case. So there, Kivayga tells us that the Chiv is created only by the Maisa Bezin, the equivalent of Tvisa. The Knas would be if somebody decides to take the law into his own hands and he guns down on Mechal Shabbos. He's a Ritzach. The Chiv is only created by Bezin. Even if you know that somebody is a Mechal Shabbos, he's not Mechuyiv Misa. Here we have to say, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, that Be'etzim, the Chiyuv, is Chal Al Yidei. It's an outgrowth. It's a direct creation of the Maisa that a person did. He did a Maisa Gneva, there's a Sima HaMachayevis of Kefil. He did a Maisa Oynesim Mufata, Be'etzim, there's a Sima HaMachayevis of all the damages that he's Mechuyiv with the Din of Oynesim Mufata. And that's why Tvisa helps. But to say that Tvisa is a schus moment, like we said in the previous year, that the nizik has in the mazik. When a mazik owes $100, the nizik automatically has a schus, has a shibin chazm. For instance, what would be if somebody inflicts damages on somebody else of $100, and he dies before the nizik has a chance, the person is in a car accident, he's negligent, he's totaled somebody else's car. He totaled somebody else's car. There's damages there of $10,000. He then died. Or if you want to say it even tragically, he created the accident, and then Nebuchadnezzar died as a result of the accident. The chiyuv that's chal is chal as soon as the ma'isa mazik is there. The shibud nechosim on the person who crashed his car would be chal al nechosim. The yorshim of, let's say, both people were the, the nizik would be able to go to the yorshim of the mazik and claim from the estate of the mazik the damages. The money is owed. By knas, that's not true. As a monetary schus that the nizik has against the mazik, it's not chal. The mazik has a chiyuv to pay, but the nizik doesn't have a schus in the mazik of collecting. What does that mean? Where do we find such a concept? The classic of such a thing is discussed in Achrein Barichus Legami Ribbis. Very interesting halacha. The halacha is a chiyuv midaraisa. If a person lends money, Ribbis deraisa, he collects. He lends $1,000, he gets a payment of $1,200. There is many dinim of when it's Ribbis deraisa. Ribbis deraisa. We're talking here about Ribbis deraisa. If a person collected money that was owed, that, and he was violated the halacha of Ribbis deraisa, there's a chiyuv deraisa for the malva to pay back the loiva. Still, the Rishonim, it's a ritva in Kiddush Navon, it's discussed by the Machna Frayim, Reb Shemishkop in Shari Yoshe, and Shadal discusses this concept by Richus. It's not the pshat that the money is owed back. The monetary, the financial vehicle of a bank loan is chal, and even the Torah recognizes that a person could charge for hamtonas mois. It's an aveira. So when Shimon pays the money, Shimon borrowed $1,000 and he's pressed down by Reuven, confirm their agreement to pay him back 10% on the year, he has to pay him back $1,100. He paid the $1,100. Reuven Be'etzim got money that was owed to him. That's what was made up. That's the money that was given. It's not theft. It's not gezel biyodoy. He's allowed to keep the money. But the Torah imposed a super halacha that's above Choshen Mishpat called ribis. It's so to speak. The as far as monetary halacha is concerned, a person has a right to charge ribis. There's no theft involved. Might not be nice, but it's business. He's allowed to. The Torah demands of a yid to forego money that's coming to him legally because of the halachas of kesef tal v'sami is mechuyev to lend money. If he takes the money, it might be his in terms of choshen mishpat, but the Torah demands that he forego that v'chei echich, we have to give it back. Is that money the loiva has a schus by the mazim with the shibud nechasim? No. L'moshel, let's say the malva doesn't want to recognize his chiv to pay. The loiva cannot collect from his property. There's no halacha, there's no financial choiv, schus, mamoni gabok, whatever you want to call it, that's chal on the person, on the malva, and the loiva has a schus to collect that money. It's not owed to the loiva. The malva has a personal obligation to pay the loiva and to withdraw from receiving benefit from halva. He's mechuyev to give up his earnings on the choyv. That's the halacha of ribis. You're mechuyev to forego that which is coming to you, that which is coming to you, and you're mechuyev to lend money to a yid. That's the halacha of ribis. Knas is a similar model. Knas is the pshat that the mazik has a personal obligation, it's a personal monetary obligation, to pay the nizik. If he stole, he has a personal chiv to pay knas. He has a personal chiv to pay kefil. Is there a mamoni gaboch that the nizik has against the mazik? No. That mamoni gaboch is only created by Bezdin. That's only created when you go through the due process of Bezdin receiving the eidim, paskening, and thereafter being mechayiv, the mazik b'foil. So before that, Trisa helps. But we understand that there's no schus moment. So therefore, when we're coming to decide how much the kefil is worth, we go in terms of when the schus moment is chal. That's what the Rosh is telling us in Meruba. That then the way we would fix the rate of being mechayev kefil would be kefi the shas hamadim v'din, because that's when what's created is stronger than just a personal obligation. It's a mamoni gabor. So this is a more precise definition of what we're saying in understanding the difference between knas and mammon. Again, chiv misa is certainly there is no personal chiv misa that's chal on a balaveri. It's not chiv misa until Bezdin passes. Bezdin actually creates it. Over here, Bezdin's not creating the chiv. Bezdin, he already has al yedei the maisa mazik, the maisa, whatever it is, already has a chiv to pay knas on a personal level. Bezdin takes that chiv that's existing, and Bezdin turns that into a chiv moment, and therefore, if Eidim come, but Eidim are not niskabel. Once the Bezdin heard Eidim, then the halacha is moed b'knas is chayv. Now, let's return to our model of Chazaras Ribis. L'chayv, the way we're saying, we take a personal obligation which was already chal ayde ma'ase mazik, and we say that the mazik is mechuyev knas to the nizik, but that only turns into a proper schus moment with mamoni gabor, with shivin nechosim and so on, only b'shas hamadim din when Bezdin paskins. Okay, what about ribis itself? Let's say the loiva takes the malva to Bezdin. Bezdin paskins that the malva is mechuyev to return ribis. Once Bezdin paskins, is there shivin nechosim? So we would understand that once Bezdin passing would be like Knas, it would be. And so sure enough, the Shamishbot in Yerideh Simul Kuf Samachal says that way. Reb Shimon argues vehemently, says that the Torah left Hachzoros Ribis as a personal and moral obligation on the part of the Malvi, has a personal chiyuv moment to pay the money. The Torah never created from that a mamoni gaboch, even after Bezdin paskins, there is mechuyev to return the Ribis. Let's say there was two yidden doing business in a way that violated the halachos of ribis deraisa. They have a business going, they have a money lending, large sums of money exchanging hands. He borrowed from him over the years tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's $50,000 in ribis that was paid. Somebody wised up, came to the lawyer, told him, you know, there's ribbis, and now he's demanding that the malva pay him back. The malva doesn't want to recognize. They go to Bezdin, the Bezdin paskins, the malva is still bishaloi, he does not want to pay the money. Can the lawyer open up a case against the estate, against the nechassim of the malva? Reb Shimon paskins la halacha, no. No. The Torah left it only as a personal mitzvah obligation, as far as money is concerned. The money is not a schus that the loiva has against the malva. There's a different dogma of this, interestingly enough, in another knas, which is the knas of kaifer. Person has a shor niskal, a shor that killed three times. The halacha is that the third time around, the pasuk mishpatim says that he's chayv misiv deshemayim, the bailiff, for letting the shor on the loose, unless he pays kaifer. He's mechuyiv to pay kaifer to make kapora to the yorshim of the of the Nirtzach, of the one that was killed by the shor. And over there also, the Gemara talks about Kufr Kapara, it's also not a Momoin. And over there also, the Ritva in Makas Dav Beis understands, despite the fact that the Marshal says not the way, the Ritva holds that money, since it's a Kapara, is like a carbon. It's a personal obligation on the Tchal, on the mazik, on the owner of the shor. It's not a schus moment. There's no schus moment paying for a person in terms of how much he would be sold for an eved. That's not a monetary schus. Over there also, after the psak halacha, would also not be more than a mitzvah. Bezdin maybe would get involved in the sense of Bezdin getting involved in any personal obligation. Bezdin could force somebody to eat matzah, could force somebody to take a lulav. And in the same vein, Bezdin would be allowed to get involved to force him, but it's not more than forcing somebody to be a kind of personal obligation. It's not a choiv that has mamoni gaboch. Another interesting maramokim is a Rambam in Pirusha Mishnayis and Shviyas. We're holding in Shemitah. It's nice to say over something in Yonah Diyoyma. Legabe, which choivis are Nishmat, Shemitah's Ksofim, which is Chal, which is any money that's owed between Reuven and Shimon, gets wiped out at the end of Shemitah, the way we pass it. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in the 10th paragraph of Shviyah says that Oynis Mefata, the Choyv of Oynis Mefata, to be paid to the father, Oynis Mefata Moitzi Shemra, Ein Mishamtin. Ein Mishamtin. It's not considered a Choyv to be wiped out by Shviyah. Why not? Why is it not a Choyv? The father owes $100. The Teretz is that the choiv, we're talking over here before the psak, before the bezdin says to the offender, to the mefata, to the ma'anis, go pay the father the money. Before that point, it's not more than a personal obligation, which is chal on the part, on the guf of the offender, of the mazik. It's not more than that. It's a personal obligation. It's not a schus moment. It's not a mamoni gaboch that exists between the two of them. What the Torah wiped out by Shemitah was any shibud mamoinis between two people based on a choiv. Not yet a shibud moment. It's a personal obligation that's chal on the offender, on the mazik. A personal obligation is not a mamoni gaboch, which is wiped out by Hilchus Shemitah. There's another discussion also, an interesting discussion in the Yerushalmi discusses that if there's a chi of knas and the father, the daughter, are moichel the knas, the mechila doesn't help. Why shouldn't the mechila help? Mechila on any chayv helps. Could a person, if I get punched in the eye and I have a black eye, could I be moichel the fellow who punched me in the eye not to be able to charge him bezin? Of course I could. Could I be moichel if somebody broke my window, say it's okay and he could drive off? Of course. Why shouldn't the father be able to be moichel money that's coming to him a knas? What's the geder advarim? The geder advarim is that mechila is a way of getting rid of a monetary schus, demand between two people. Here it's a personal obligation that's chal namazim. There's nothing here to be moichel. Mechila is a way of waiving a monetary schus that I have a schus in somebody, a schus mamoinis, to be given from them kach v'kach. If it's a halvah that's to me, I can be moichel. But over here, it's not that I have a schus in him. I don't have a tvias mamoni gabachim. I don't have a shibud nechasim. Before Bezdin, paskins, the psah, to be mechayiv him, all that exists, we're saying, is a personal obligation on his part. How can I be moichel that? That's between him and the Rabban Shalom, so to speak. What does that have to do with me? Could be the tvisa would help, because I'm just forced, it's my way of forcing him to be mechayiv his chiyuv of his personal fear, Benoy Ben Shemayim. That I can't be Moichel it. Moichel means that I'm waving something that belongs to me. It doesn't belong to me. It's not my skus. So again, these are some of the ramifications of the Hagdoro of the differences between Knas and Momen. Whether Knas is something that's Chal only Aydei the Psak of the Bezin, we're describing it a little bit differently. The Knas is Chal Aydei the Psak of the Bezin, but doesn't turn into a schus moment, a proper Momeni Gaboch between them. It doesn't turn into a monetary relationship between the Mazik and the Nizik until the Shas and Mother Bedin. We brought an example of Koifer, more importantly, the example of Chazoris Ribis, which is quite Nege Halacha L'maisa. Those are some of the different types of Choivois, different types of tviyos between two people that do not necessarily always have the same hagdor, the same halachas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.